We welcome our guest, Tamala Mann. Tamala, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I am doing great. It's been sort of a phenomenal ride for you, hasn't it?
It has, thank the Lord. Yes, it has. It's been a great ride. I mean, the journey has been long, and but the Lord is, he keeps increasing me, and it's just wonderful. Best days. It's been a really, really door opener for me, taking me to the King, the single, and I'm just so grateful for it.
Take me to the King. It has possibly opened up a whole lot of doors.
Yes, sir. Look, I'm visiting my brother at the hospital, so I can't get too loud. But yes, if I could scream for you, hey, yes, sir.
I know that's right.
It has been a great blessing. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. I just thank God for giving it to Kirk Franklin. He wrote it and produced it for me. And the hearts of the people receiving it and you guys and radio playing it and everything like that. It's just, man, I'm in awe. I really am.
We look around and we see Tamala Mann here, there, everywhere, on TV, everywhere. Take me to the King. But Tamala, before Take Me to the King, you had previous projects. And you did well with that.
Yes, I did. I did. But it's just, it's like the old saying, it kind of put me on the map, per se. You know, I was kind of had my foot halfway in the door, but it kind of helped me get inside. So it's just, you know, how you increase. It's just, I try to be an encouragement to up-and-coming artists and young people that are wanting to do, to be in this business, in this industry, that it don't happen overnight. And you can't get impatient. You just have to be patient. And just work until that time comes, because we all have seasons. We have seasons, and I'm just praying for longevity, you know, during my season, that I can keep going and keep growing as I'm going.
You mentioned Kirk Franklin. Let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
Do you remember a Christmas album with Kirk Franklin?
Shoot, yeah.
Now
behold the Lamb.
The Lamb.
Yes.
Who was singing on that?
Well, actually, it's Dalen Collins, which is my cousin, and myself.
Okay.
We're singing it. Yes, sir.
Well, I want to thank you, because at the time, I was working secular radio.
Okay.
And the album came in the studio, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was like, well, Kirk Franklin's a Christmas album, right?
Yeah.
When I put on Now Behold the Lamb, I have to thank you, because from listening to that song, I got saved.
Really?
Yes, and every time I hear that song, I always remember, I say, that's the song.
Oh, my God. That is great. That's what it's all about right
there. Hey, so you have been a blessing to me, Tamala.
Well, thank you. You know, I just released Best Days Deluxe. And I redid Now Behold the Lamb.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I did it, the whole thing myself. But it is just a wonderful arrangement. It came out really well. And the thing is when I was recording it, I was crying in the studio, because I was like, this song is 20 years old. And the reason I was crying is I was just thanking God for me after over 20 years still being able to hit those notes and the song, you know, how it just turned out overall. I was just like, I was so grateful. But it's just such a, I believe the Lord faxed that song to him too, to Kirk as well again. But it's just blessed so many lives. But, you know, we have to thank God for the Lamb, because if it wasn't for the Lamb, a lot of us wouldn't still be around. We wouldn't be doing what we're doing. And, you know, and it's just, I thank God for the sacrifice that he gave for us.
And we thank God for you. You mentioned Best Day Deluxe. That's going international now, isn't it?
Yes. I'm like, again, I can't holler like I want to. I'm so excited. I mean, because that's been my heart's desire, is that we get the word out, because it's all about the good news, the message, you know, sharing the goodness of Jesus Christ across the world, that everybody has a chance to know about our risen Savior. So I'm just so excited about that. And, I'm just happy to just jump into it. I'm lost for words.
I heard that. Speaking of being excited, I got some more excitement for you. Best Day has been number one, number two. I mean, you've been in the top five, top ten for a long time. How come that album is staying there? It has such staying power.
It's a God thing. I have no idea. But, you know, this is one thing that my cousin came to me and told me. It's been a few months now, and I was just telling her how grateful and thankful I am that it is in the support of everybody. But she was like, Tam, we've been singing, because we both started singing around the same time. We've been singing since we was 12 years old, traveling like with my cousin that was an evangelist, and we were singing for nothing. She was like, we was planting seeds then, Tam, and we didn't know. Now the Lord is allowing you to reap your harvest. So that's why your album is doing what it's doing, because you're in the reaping process. And I just kind of held the phone because she lives out of state, and I just started weeping because that's the only thing I know, because I'm not doing anything special that nobody else is doing, but I just thank God for being my time and my season and the favor of God.
Sometime this year, is it true that you and David Mann, you redid your vows?